Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're back with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. We'll take numbers next hour with her, of course, your phone calls. And we've got lots to talk with her about right now. How does the rest of April look for us, Glynis?
Well, April actually has a really good pattern to it that people can use to their advantage. So I will keep it simple so that they can learn how to do this.
Okay.
If, example, tomorrow is 4/21/2021. Well, what happens is the actual day is 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. When you take the full date, 4 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1, it also breaks down to a 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. What I'm telling you is the energy is repeating itself. So tomorrow is a double 3 day. The next day, the 22nd, is a double 4 day. The next day is a double 5 day. So this goes on for the rest of this month. And what it means, George, you can use this energy to your advantage if it's compatible to you. And I'm going to give you a couple that are good for you so you can make a note of it because you are a 7 life path.
That's
so the 22nd, that is considered compatible to your energy. The 28th is considered compatible to you. And, of course, the 25th, because 2 plus 5 is 7. The whole date adds up to 7. And then the one I'd have you kind of pay attention to is the 23rd. 2 plus 3 is 5. Although double 5 is compatible, you don't like chaos. Right? You don't like when things go a little too fast or a little crazy. You like to keep it calm.
I like order.
You really do. Do you have anything scheduled on the 23rd that you're going to be doing?
Actually, the 24th is my daughter's birthday, so we're going to have a little celebration for her then. So the 23rd,
and that's powerful. Double 6 energy is that date. Obviously, since it's her birthday, it's already considered compatible to her.
Now, when you say compatible, what does that mean?
Yes. Well, here's how it works. There are the basic numbers, because now we have a lot of people who love numerology who follow your show, and they'll ask me, well, what kind of numerology are we doing? This is the basic to say that 1 in numerology is the beginning, and the number 9 is the end. It's like the number of completion. So these basic numbers, 1 through 9, I can say to your audience, let's look at just natural match. Because remember when I said a natural match is the one that's easiest for you?
Yep. Like
natural rapport. The numbers 1, 5, and 7 are considered natural match in numerology. If they go to numberslady.com, they can look up their life path. It's right there for them to look it up. So if they turn out they're a 1, a 5, or 7, then they are natural match. It makes it easy. The numbers 2, 4, and 8, they're business minded. So if someone is a 2 and they meet a 4 or an 8, in business they could do well, but they'd also understand each other. They need security. The numbers 3, 6, 9 are creative. If these people are not using their creativity, they are miserable. So it's not uncommon. Let's say if you're a performer on stage and you start talking to people in the back, maybe you're a 3. Chances are someone there is a 9. Someone there is a 6. That's what it means. It's creativity. So that's how it works. I mean, that's, like I said, I'm not showing you, like, all the numbers because we don't have that kind of time to talk about who is, let's say, a challenge to you, but also someone you can get along with, right?
Exactly.
Some numbers we get along with, like in your case, George, 157, those are your people. Why? Because they tend to live in their head. They have a lot going on. You get bored. If someone has nothing to offer, you can't fake it. I mean, you're intrigued with people, but it still has to be interesting, George.
Well, I don't walk away from them.
Well.
Like you do.
How about this, George? Do you know that the number 7 can mentally disappear like no one else? Like you could literally go out of body and come back and they wouldn't even know you left?
True. I've done that several times.
Well, that's your gift. Now, I don't have that one. But see, isn't that lucky? That's your 7. So as someone who's a 1-life path or a 5-life path, they would understand that restlessness of not taking up too much time, like cutting to the chase.
How come I can do it mentally, but I can't do it with astral projection? I just can't do it. I can't duplicate what happened to me when I was 11 years old.
And you know what I would say to that, and this is why I encourage parents, if your child comes through with that kind of gift, you know, if they're psychically in tune, don't stop them from achieving that. Let them have it. So I figured at 11, you had it happen, but something in you blocked it later. And it is possible because you're born on a 4-day. That the 4 has a perfection streak. It doesn't like to do it wrong. The 4 is the one who overthinks it, and maybe that blocked it. Because a 7, they're the ones who do it all the time, George.
You know too much about me. I think we need to end this interview now.
Oh, can I tell them about your name numbers? Because those are really important also. You have 189. So the 1 in your soul means you strive to be the best at what you do. You do not compete with other people. Your standards are for yourself. But it's your soul that's fulfilled when you think you've done it well. And then 8 is your personality number, which is, look, I don't mind working hard, but let's have a business side to this. And you know what you end up doing with it is you're generous. That goes back to your 7. You are literally, before you become your life path 7, you're 25-7. By the way, that's also Queen Elizabeth. And what does it mean, George? That you're, when you have, you give. Like you feel this need to be generous. It's not just for you. And then 9 is the final number. When you talk about that granddaughter, your family is sacred ground. Like, I think they're your number one motivation.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely. Now, you say that there's something interesting about people who have been born with a 0 at the end of their day. Well, tell me about that.
That's right. So if someone was born the 10th, the 20th, or the 30th, they are automatically blessed with, like, divine intuition. Like, if they go with it, they are accurate. If they get an instinct and say, I think this is what's going to happen, they tend to be correct. And then each one has a different gift to bring to the world. So if you're born the 10th, 1 plus 0 is 1, it means that you're here to motivate others, but also physically. Like, example, a trainer. Oftentimes, George, I'll meet someone who is literally fit beyond belief, and I'll say, what's your birthday? Oh, I was born the 10th. I hear it all the time because they want that physical health and perfection. The 20th does it more like a psychic. They're the ones who end up being readers because they really can help guide you. But they also feel deeply, and they have to learn to have better boundaries with the people in their life so that they don't get drained. And then someone born the 30th, that is someone who communicates. So if you've got the 3 plus 0, it could be singing, it could be counseling, it could be writing. But no matter what, you need to express yourself to make people feel more optimistic about the world. No matter how tough or dark it looks, someone born the 30th believes there is a light, and it's not a train. It is a beautiful light.
You have great empathy for people who have lost other individuals, and you've developed a CD for them. Tell me about that.
Well, I'll tell you, I did. This happened because I had over 13 people. And you got to know, George, I talk to people all over the world, right? So I was bound to get a lot of calls with people who had lost someone during this pandemic. Well, they were in such pain. And what it made me realize is they don't understand that when you have love, your capacity of love is within you. That means when someone crosses over, the thing that goes with them is love. So what I decided to do was create a healing affirmation to help them overcome grief. And I also talk about powerful messages from spirits. Like, I'm going to tell you about Billy right now. This is Charlie's mother.
Billy?
The first thing she started doing, like 2 weeks after she passed, I would smell her perfume. I'm like, wow, that smells like Billy. And then the room would fill up with it, George. And I'd spend like 10 minutes just telling her, oh my gosh, we love you so much. We miss you so much. And like 10 minutes later, the energy would go away. And then this was huge. And my mother, by the way, was the eyewitness to this one. Billy gave me a blue lapis ring, and I lost it. She gave it to me like 4 years ago, and let's say it was missing for over a year. About a month after she passed away, the phone rang. I went to go answer my phone, and the ring was sitting there, George.
Oh, my God.
So that's what people need to know. It's not that, yes, someone has crossed over to a different realm, but that doesn't mean you've been abandoned. And I give really good advice in this CD of how to spot the signs in how they're trying to reach out to you.
How do you think the ring appeared?
Oh, she gave it to me. There's no doubt. Billy located that ring and gave it to me.
Or maybe she took it back and gave it. Mm-hmm. Maybe she took it back, then decided to give it back to you again.
I think she was annoyed that I lost it. She's like, Dennis, dear, what are you doing? Why aren't you wearing your ring? Because she really did put it right next to the phone. There was no way I could miss it there.
Especially for a year.
It would have been well over a year. And Charlie kept saying, well, where's that blue lapis ring? And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm sure it's in my box. I'll find it. But I honestly could not find it. It was missing.
That's great. Some celebrity hotspots. What have you looked at lately?
Well, I'll tell you, what I've been doing is I do the Daily Mail TV show. So we're often covering celebrities. And what happens, George, and I know this is true for you too, I've heard you make comments, like kind of your own prediction, and then years later it happened, correct?
Yes, that's right. That's
You've
right.
done it. I've heard you do it. So yeah. Same thing with me. I'll be on the show. And when Jennifer Lopez and that Alex Rodriguez got together, I looked at the numbers and I said, this cannot sustain itself. And it was absolutely in his chart that he would have a hard time being loyal. And it was on paper. So I said, the problem with this guy is he looks at women as a buffet of options. And sure enough, this is what the problem was, and it ended. So that's one of the things. But I was also very taken. The fact that Queen Elizabeth and Philip were married 73 years, George,
that's uncanny.
Isn't it? Like, I just hear that. I know nobody. I've heard 50. I've heard 60, not 73. So, of course, I looked at the numbers and thought, how did that work? Like, how did they sustain it? And sure enough, the numbers that they shared, it was the number 7, which is, you know what that is, George. You have to keep secrets. You know, not everything is public. So, you know, when you imagine Queen Elizabeth, things happen and you have to just keep it close to you. And he was willing to do that. And I noticed something powerful about this whole family. Prince Charles, Prince William, and Prince Philip are all 2 life paths in numerology. And you know what the 2 does? They're the ones who are willing to follow a leader if they respect them. Well, look, she's the queen. How are they not going to respect her? So here's something you want to know, though. There was another pattern, and it was actually brought to my attention about him, Philip, that he lived 99 years. He passed away on the 9th, and there was one other part to that pattern. I'm going to see if I can locate it. There was one more thing that he did. Oh, 99 days. Okay, here's what it was. He was 99 years old when he passed. It was 99 days into the new year when he died, and he died on the 9th.
That's an interesting number for that guy, wasn't it?
Well, and remember what I said, 9 is the number of completion. So for him, he was done. But you know what he had said? I read an article when he was 79 years old. Someone said, oh, do you want to live to be 100? And he said, why would I want to live to be 100? I already have parts falling off me now. He said that.
Well, he kept going for 20 more years. That's interesting. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about China, which I see as a potential problem.
Well, absolutely. I mean, right now, here's what you need to know. We're dealing with bad blood. No matter how we look at this, we have some work to do. But what I'm also going to say, I think we're on red alert. Like, I don't think we're kidding ourselves right now. Even though it looks like, oh, Joe's the easygoing guy, oh, gee, he'll work with you, I don't buy it. And I say that because he did work in the Senate forever, and he was the guy who worked with Republicans and Democrats. He always did. So I think our eyes are wide open. But you have every right to be concerned about China.
I just think Taiwan is going to be their target. And I just don't know if we are in a position to want to fight militarily over Taiwan.
Oh, I agree. No, this is not an easy time, but this is what I'd say to you, because you and I have walked through this for the last couple of years. I told you the year four, although our eyes would be open, we would see things we didn't necessarily want to see, right? It was like the rose-colored glasses were torn off our face. This year five is still a part of that, but when we walk into 2022, this country, the United States of America, gets its power back. That's what I want you to know, George.
Well, with Glynis McCants, we're going to take your phone calls with Glynis next hour here on Coast to Coast. We will need your birth month, day, and year. Do you need a question from them, Glynis, or you just go?
Well, what I can do and what I like to do, because I've noticed your audience, when they listen, they'll write me and say, oh, my gosh, that guy was a six. I'm a six. And everything you said, that was true for me. So we can look at the birth date numbers, but if they have a specific question, they can ask it.
Okay, that's super. Glynis McCants with us, the Numbers Lady. Her website, numberslady.com, which we have linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Since you've been doing this, what got you into it in the first place?
Well, I honestly would say long ago that numerology was looking for a voice, because here's the deal. When I first picked up a book on the science, I didn't even finish the book. I just read the basic numbers 1 through 9, and I could read anybody. Like, it was just easy.
Yeah.
But then I started to study and look at patterns. And after 13 years of study, that's when I wrote Glynis Has Your Number, because I could see something that was not in the other books on numerology. So, you know what I love about it and why I tell people? This is to guide you to have a life that you want, right? I don't like people to feel stuck in the life they're living. I've had people that were, I had one gal that was an accountant, and now she's a singer making a lot of money. I like to help you get on with your dream. Just because you were raised by parents who didn't support you in that dream you had, if your numbers point to it, that's what I do, is I help you live the life you really want to live.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18
plus. I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.